Joining us now from Washington Live is Mark Landler, White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. We got a lot of Washington news yesterday with the announcement not only of the birth certificate business at the end of the program yesterday, but the change of the guard in the national security team there of the Obama administration. Mark, can you take us through the personnel changes and what you think they mean this morning?
Yeah, sure. Good morning, John. Well, I guess the first thing one might say about them is there are a lot of familiar faces in this new lineup. Leon Panetta, who has been the head of the CIA, becomes the defense secretary, replacing Robert Gates, and General David Petraeus, the commander in Afghanistan and before that in Iraq, becomes the head of the CIA. The new ambassador to Afghanistan is Ryan Crocker, a very seasoned diplomat who has been ambassador to Iraq and has even served in Afghanistan before. And General John Allen, the deputy commander of the U.S. Central Command, is sent to Afghanistan as General Petraeus's replacement. So at one level, there's a lot of continuity here. These are people who have all served in one capacity or another in our wars in Afghanistan or Iraq. On another level, it's putting very different personalities with some different perspectives into new jobs, and that does have some implications for American policy in Afghanistan going forward.
Well, what are your sources at the White House saying? Are they saying we're staying the course here, Mark, or this is a new vision and here's how to see it?
They're saying we're staying the course. The strategy, which hinges on beginning to pull out a small number of troops in July, that strategy remains the same, and Leon Panetta will implement that strategy. It is worth noting that Leon Panetta was someone who, during the original debate on Afghanistan policy, favored a more narrowly focused counterterrorism approach, which, as the director of the CIA, he helped carry out.
Right.
He was one of the people who oversaw the increased use of drone strikes in Pakistan, for example. So now you're putting a person who had that view in charge of the Pentagon and the overall military effort, which isn't to say that the U.S. will abandon the counterinsurgency strategy that General Petraeus has been using in Afghanistan, but it does say that there are people
sure.
who have different perspectives.
Mark Landler, before we go, I got to ask you this. You've interviewed General Petraeus. I've interviewed General Petraeus. Does anyone know if the CIA job is something he's ever wanted?
We're told he really wanted it,
really?
That for a person who's a four-star general and held two of the biggest commands anyone is likely to hold in a military career, this is actually a very interesting move for him. He's also deeply immersed in the world of intelligence
of
from his military career. So he really actively was interested in the job.
Great takeaway there. Mark Landler, White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, setting out the national security team, the new one at the Obama White House.